Hi everyone, this is Yvonne Brown, author of Self-Creation, 10 Powerful Principles for Changing Your Life, and Proven Ways Women Overcome Obstacles and Succeed, speaking to you about this month's blog post. Our blog post is titled, Great Concern for the Future of America and Its People. In the days of Mark Twain, America was a nation of self-reliance and intellectual discourse. When you find and read the writings of Mark Twain or the poems of Robert Frost, it stimulates thought and conversation. Today, if you can't say it in text speak, LMAO, LOL, ROFL, or 140 characters, it is deemed unimportant. Critical thinking is unthinkable for the youth of today, and problem solving is the great unknown. I dare say it is the fault of the parents. Before you go bonkers, just let me share that I'm a parent. I'm the mother of two sons, so I have some experience in that department. As I write this blog post, there is an article in MSNBC that schools now have 21 to 34 valedictorians, and each student can inform potential colleges that they are number one and the valedictorian. Exactly. When did we reach the point in our society that there can be 21 number one students? Schools are harming their students with this everyone's number one style of teaching. Here are a few stories that underscore the idiocy of that statement and how it harms the future citizens of America. College grad interviews. A recent article in USA Today about college grads' behavior during interviews states, quote, many college grads lack interview skills. They take calls, text, and sometimes bring their parents or pets to interviews, end quote. Now one would think that after 4 years of college, the student would know not to bring a parent to the job interview. Sadly, some parents invite themselves under the guise of helping their child. The result is a person with poor life skills. One candidate took a call about 15 minutes into the interview, thus killing his chance of being hired. In their always casual world, everything is okay. How not to get the job. The MSNBC business section article caught my eye because I found it unbelievable that anyone, and especially a college graduate, could be so stupid. In the article, I learned that, quote, a college senior brought her cat into an interview for a buyer's position at clothing retailer American Eagle. She set the crate-housed cat onto interviewer's desk and periodically played with it, end quote. Now, why would anyone think that is acceptable behavior in an interview? Also mentioned in the article, quote, a man in his late 20s brought his father into a 45-minute interview for a material handling job on an assembly line, end quote, says Terry Nichols, owner of Sperian Staffing Agency in Brookville, Florida. At Cigna Health Insurance Provider, the father of a recent graduate who received an offer for a sales job called to negotiate a higher salary, says Paula Welch, a Cigna HR consultant. Really? Do you really think that makes your child look appealing to the employer? 21 valedictorians. Today the headline said, quote, we are all number one. Is 21 valedictorians too many? End quote. My response, yes, there's only one valedictorian. Otherwise, the title is worthless. Another school had 34 valedictorians. And according to the article at South Medford, all of these 21 valedictorians can tell colleges that they're number one in their class. Yeah, right. Ruining futures, stalling careers. You are ruining the futures of these young people as you fool them into thinking that they are number one or that there can be 21 people who are number one. Once they enter the real world, they will find that there is only one number one. And some graduates will find this fact devastating. Parents, teachers, academia, you're hurting the country with this tactic. You're creating a nation of wimps. These young people will be crushed by the real world. I urge you to return to a true merit system so that we can encourage and produce the new Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, Michael Dells, and Mark Zuckerbergs of America. These individuals had a vision that they implemented, and the world is better for it. Now that's a dream for our children worth striving for. As always, your comments are welcome.